Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Mayil. We are in the fourth pasuk, learning about the subject of Ratzon. One of the great principles that the Chovot HaLevavot teaches us. It needs to be reiterated every so often. He says that a person is only willing to give up of himself when he sees that the results of his sacrifice are going to be greater than what he has now. Which means if the value of what I'm going to get is greater than the investment, then I'll do it. But if I don't see that the return will be greater than the investment, I'm not doing it. This is a very important principle that explains a lot of things in life. A lot of times, we might give a certain description or a name to a person, but we're missing the main point. For example, we see a person who Hashem blessed them with money, but they don't seem to be giving the money away the way they're supposed to. Now, the way we would look at that person, we would say, oh, that guy is a miser, cheap. That's what it seems like. But in reality, says the Chovot HaLevavot, it's true that he's cheap, but that's not really why he's not giving money. Because by nature, we're really all selfish. We all like to keep things for ourselves. That doesn't make him unique. He says, according to the Chovot HaLevavot's principle, the reason why he's not giving money is because he doesn't see that giving money is greater than keeping the money. If he would realize that giving away money is greater than keeping it, then he would give it. So that's the real reason why he's not giving it. Because he's not seeing the value of giving the money, that it's greater than giving it up. And so too with many other things in life. If you see a person is not getting up in the morning, so we would call him lazy, which is true, but by nature we're all lazy. The real answer as to why he's not getting up, because he doesn't see the value in what he's getting up for as being greater than the sleep that he's enjoying. So therefore, he's unwilling to give up of the sleep for something that to him is not as valuable. That's the real reason. If he would see the value, he would be able to beat his laziness. So again, very often in life, we brand someone with this issue or that issue, which is true, but really, that's not the real solution. Because whatever you're going to brand somebody, everybody else has the same issue. We all have selfishness by nature. We all have laziness by nature and many other things that we would look at others and say they have that. We all have it. Humans are humans. The difference is, do you see the value of your investment bringing back something greater than what you gave? No different than investing money. Nobody gives another person money for no reason. If you give someone money, it's because you want something greater in return. Either you're buying something which you're going to enjoy, so therefore it's worth it for you to spend that amount of money, or because you're investing, so they're going to give you back more money in a year or two or 10, whatever it is, so you give it to them. The Chovot HaLevavot is telling us this is one of the important principles of a person's decision making. when I make decisions, consciously or subconsciously, I'm always thinking of the return. If I see the return is greater, I'm going to go and spend my money, my energy, whatever I have to give up, because I'm getting something greater in return. So our whole life really comes out is all about investment thinking. We're constantly thinking in our mind about investing. Investments not only in money or in the stock market, but we're investing our energy, our time, our thoughts. Whatever it is that we invest, we're thinking about the return. Why do I bring this up today, even though it's really relevant all the time? As we've been learning about the subject of Ratzon, the subject of a person's wants, we're going to have to get to the point where we ask the question, how a person is able to create a Ratzon? How a person is able to decide to want something? You know, we've been talking about how powerful it is to want. But we have to at some point learn, so how do I develop such a want for the right things in life? But before we can do that, we first have to appreciate the subject very well. Because giving the solution to having the right wants of life isn't going to help a person until they realize how great it is to have the right Ratzon. When we know the power of Ratzon, then we're going to want to have the access to it in a much greater way. If you don't see the value of Ratzon, then you'll hear a class about acquiring Ratzon, and it will be just another class that you heard and you forgot. But when you know the value, you wouldn't want to let it go. So today I want to spend a few minutes saying some of the obvious things. I'm not saying major hidushim today, but very often the simple things are the biggest hidush, because most people don't think about them. So today I just want to share with you some of the obvious advantages of a person who lives his life with a Ratzon. The best way to describe Ratzon is to compare it to an engine. An engine, when you put it to a machine, it empowers it and gives it abilities that it wouldn't have had by itself. Take a bike that can go 5-10 miles per hour, put an engine to it, and all of a sudden, it's going 30, 40, 50. Put an engine on the machine, it starts working with much greater capacity. The engine is what gives power to the different machinery that we have in the world around us. Ratzon is the engine of the human being. When your Ratzon is connected to the right things, you take a guy from a 5 to a 50. You take a person who had the capacity of a 10 to a 100. No different than taking a bicycle and putting an engine on it. Same wheels, the same bike. with the engine, it's a whole different item. So I'd like to share with you some of the things that happen to a person when they have the Ratzon engine connected. Number one, probably the most obvious one, is that all of a sudden you see a person who has Zerizut. Zerizut means he becomes energetic. The opposite of lazy. Ratzon, the engine of Ratzon, gives a person energy to do things and to do them with a much higher capacity. Some simple examples. Again, I'm not saying any Hidushim today. I'm just pointing the obvious so we have it clear. You tell a person to go and run around the block. After he runs once or twice, maybe three times if you're lucky, and at some point he tells you he can't run anymore. He's exhausted. His breathing is heavy. His legs are heavy. He's done. He ran around the block two or three times. That same person, if he would be running a marathon or he'd be playing a basketball game, he would be running, in reality, sometimes 100 times more than he is running around the block. And that same person, you see them and they don't look exhausted. They don't look like they're breathing heavy. They actually look normal and fine. So the question is, when they told you that they were running around the block, they can't anymore, was that true or was that a lie? Because here's the proof. 5 minutes later, they're playing basketball and they ran many more times than around the block. The answer is, he wasn't lying. We would say, ah, he's such a shakran. I see you could run more. Here's the proof. But that's not true. When he told you he can't run anymore, it's true. He cannot run anymore. He got tired. He can't do it. His body is done. So how do you explain that 10 minutes later, he's playing for hours and running much more? Answer is, the engine of Ratzon was attached to his body. Now, he wants to play. He loves to play. Or maybe he's competing. Whatever it is that he loves, if you love it and you want it, then all of a sudden, the same guy has energy. All of a sudden, he has zerizut. How many times has a father or mother told their son to clean up their room or to go do something, to go get something? And the answer is, I'm tired, mom. I'm exhausted. And before you know it, 10 minutes later, his friends come over and they're playing ball for like 4 hours in the backyard. Again, one might interpret that as a shakran. You tell me you're exhausted, so how are you playing ball for 4 hours? It's not a contradiction. To clean his room, he's exhausted. Because he has no ratzon to clean his room. But when he wants to play, he has ratzon. So for that, he's empowered. The engine has been attached to his body. The same with waking up in the morning. Of course, it's hard to wake up in the morning. And when someone tells you it's hard to wake up, he means it. He's in no way making up something that's not real. But the same guy who doesn't wake up for A, when B is happening, all of a sudden he wakes up. Maybe B is a vacation. Maybe V is an appointment with a very big buyer. Maybe B is, whatever. He's getting married that day. The same body who couldn't get up, but all of a sudden, he's getting up early. Sometimes he can't even sleep. He's waking up every hour. Is it time yet? Is it 6 a.m. yet? This guy is usually up by 12 o'clock. What happened to him? What happened to him is, when you attached Ratzon, when you attached his desire for whatever he's getting up for, once he sees he's getting up for something that he wants, all of a sudden, the engine makes him no longer lazy. Incredible. One might say, what a change. How did you change from lazy to zariz? The answer really is, he didn't change so much. His ratzon changed. Once his ratzon changed, the same body attached to the engine is able to do so much more. It's a very simple solution. We might think his whole body changed, nothing changed. Same bicycle, same material. But the ratzon is the engine. All of a sudden, he's zariz. He's running, he's playing, he's waking up, he's working hard. You see a guy comes to the office, not working so hard. Between phone calls, and coffee, and lunch.
Guess not.
He's not working, doesn't work. Every time he does something, it's at very slow speed. Obviously, again, we would say lazy. It's very easy to brand someone lazy. But again, remember, all humans are lazy. We're born lazy. That's who we are. There's no haidush. You're not a genius if you call a guy lazy. The real answer is the guy doesn't have a ratzon to work. Why? It's a good question. You have to study why. Maybe his parents gave him too much money. So he doesn't need. Maybe he has too much money, too many stocks in the investment firm. So he doesn't have a desire to make money. Why should he work? Maybe he doesn't understand the value of money. Maybe he doesn't understand that work makes you money. I don't know what he's lacking, but there's something in his ratzon that's missing. He doesn't want something that he needs to want. So if you don't fix his ratzon, you're going to stay with the same problem. You may motivate him for 10 minutes, and maybe one day he'll get up, and one day he'll work hard, or maybe he'll be scared of you. But if you don't fix his ratzon, if you don't connect the dots for him of why he needs to want to work hard, because if he works hard, this is what's going to happen, and this is going to be the result. And because of that, he'll be able to do this and he'll be able to accomplish that. If we don't fix that, we're not going to be able to. It's not a physical problem. Could you imagine how many times in life we try to fix the problem physically, but in reality, it's not a physical problem. It's an invisible problem. It's a ratzon issue. Such a mistake that we've all made so many times with people that we care about and also with ourselves. He's trying to fix his body. It's not his body. He's trying to fix the bike. It's not the bike. The wheels are fine. You got to attach the engine to him. We have to do a better job of developing our ratzon or his ratzon. So the ratzon engine makes a person zariz, takes a lazy man, takes a lazy woman, and makes her zealous, and makes a young boy zealous to do what he needs to do. You see a kid going to school, doesn't work hard, has no interest. Again, we would call him careless, lazy, all the different things. But again, the real answer is ratzon. He doesn't understand why he should do what you're asking him to do. Doesn't understand why he needs to be in school. Doesn't understand why he needs to learn. Doesn't understand what it's doing for him in life. Because if it's about money, he could bring you 1,000 proofs that people who don't know anything about education, don't know how to spell, don't know how to write, and they made a lot of money. So money and education don't always add up for him. So that one may not work. Other things that maybe he doesn't see, doesn't understand, are lacking. So why would he put in the effort? Well, which fool would put in an effort in something that he sees no purpose in? Would you turn a wheel when it has no purpose on the other side? Of course not. You'd be silly. That's what a young man or a young lady could feel while they're in school. They feel they're turning wheels for absolutely no reason. They're learning things that don't matter. They're being asked to do things that they don't see any benefit for them, not now and not in the future. So why would they learn? You blame a kid for not learning? Some of the smartest people do terrible in school. Sometimes the smartest people, they're the ones that do the worst. Because they understand that there's really no purpose to this. They're so smart, they make all the calculations. They say, listen, if I want this, this, or that, I don't need this. What do I need this for? What am I learning that for? Now, they're not smart enough, obviously. If they understood more, they'd understand the much bigger picture. But they're smart enough to make their own calculations based on certain limited things that they want in life. What do they want in life, again? For simple person, he wants money. If they want money, they say, what are these signs for? Not going to be a doctor. What do I need this? What do I need Gemara for? I don't need to make money. I don't need Gemara. But next, what do I need this for? Wait. So they have their goal, which is limited. And then they use their brain to figure out that none of these things really matter. Now, they're not necessarily wrong. Because in their limited understanding of what they want in life, they don't really need much. But if they had a bigger understanding of life, if they understood that life is much more than making a couple of dollars, if they understood that success in life depends very much on other things that have to do with important relationships and important ways of life, and if they're thinking about even higher to go into eternity and to think about their soul, and of course a young person doesn't think about those things automatically. So if he's looking at money as the end goal, he doesn't see many of the things that add up. But of course, if we would develop a ratzon within him, if we would show him, hey, listen, there's much more here than what you think, then all of a sudden, he would be a great student. He'd be desiring to come to school. Believe it or not, there are people that wake up early to be in school, young men and young ladies. Not because they're bored, not because they're not lazy. Because they have a ratzon. Because they understand what they want and how they're going to get it through this. So if we don't change the ratzon of our children, of our students, we're never going to get them to buy in. It's not a lazy issue. That's the way it seems. It's nothing to do with that. They don't understand why they should want this. They don't see how it connects to a benefit that they will receive. Either they don't see the benefit, they don't care about the benefits that they should care about, or they don't see how this connects to that benefit. So you got to be able to fill in all those blanks. It's a big avodah. In fact, I would say perhaps it's the parents' number one job, besides the basic care of their children, is to develop within them a ratzon for all the important things in life. It's probably one of the most important things a father or mother could do, is developing in their children a ratzon for all the important things they need to achieve in life. A ratzon to work hard, a ratzon to achieve in this, in that. You don't have to teach them everything, but to give them the ratzon, to give them the values and the want for those values. So Zerizut is one example. We turn a lazy man to a person of Zerizut by attaching ratzon, the engine. Another benefit that ratzon can bring a person is it can make a person satisfied with a little. What does that mean, satisfied with a little? I once heard a story that happened in the early years before the State of Israel. It was the time run by the British. There was a bus driver who was driving people home from a wedding that finished late at night. It was the only bus going back to wherever they were going back. And by the time the wedding was finished and the people got on the bus fit 35 people. 60 people got on the bus. They're desperate. How are they getting home? There's no other bus. There's no other way to get there. He had 60 people on the bus. Sure enough, on the highway, he gets pulled over by a British cop. And he gives him a very heavy summons. Heavy ticket. That's 60 people on a bus that fits 35. So this fellow, he goes to the court with his bus. The judge tells him, you know, what do you have to say for yourself? He drove a bus of 35, he put 60 people in it. He told him, Your Honor, there's no way 60 people can fit on this bus. So it's impossible, this whole claim of 60. It doesn't work.
It's true.
He told him, I have my bus outside. He said, there's a school across the street. There's a high school across the street. He says, take the boys from the high school. Put them on the bus. See how much you could fit on this bus. Oh, yeah. Sure enough, the judge is a real guy. Let's see. They said, let's see. During recess, they call up all the guys from the high school. Get on the bus. They're counting. They're pushing. Max, they got 40 people in there. There wasn't a place to breathe. Tells the judge, you see, there's no way. You can't fit 60 on this bus. They look. 40 people. It's okay. He sees it. Emit. He gave him an exemption. He told him, yeah, not guilty. Guy gets home. His wife tells him, but you had 60 on the bus. How did you get 60 on the bus? He says, the people that left the wedding late, they needed so badly. They wanted so badly to get home. They figured out a way to get 60 people when only 35 afforded to fit. Which means normally to sit on the bus, you need a little space. But if you really want to be on the bus, you don't need any space. You figure it out. They figured it out. They got 60 on a 35 passenger bus. That's called histapkut bemuat, which means a person who wants something, he's willing to live with much less. For example, a person who desires to learn Torah, maybe he doesn't need to sleep as much. Average person sleeps 8 hours, 7 hours, 9 hours. But if you really want to learn Torah and you know the value of Torah, so then all of a sudden the guy is sleeping 4 hours. I'm not suggesting one should sleep 4 hours. But it could be for the guy who wants to be up so badly, 4 hours is perfect time for him. He doesn't need more. You think the guy who sleeps 4 hours, hazit. What a hazit case. How can you survive for 4 hours? Impossible. You need your rest. It says you gotta sleep 7, 8 hours, 6 hours. How's he doing it? It's not a question. If you have the Ratzon engine, you're able to do with 4 hours or sometimes less. The same as the guy does with 8 hours. Why? Give it that son. Because what you're waking up for, it could be learning Torah. It could be a business trip. It could be anything that you have Ratzon for. If your Ratzon for something demands more time from you, it's not that you're tired, but you're doing it anyway. That's not the pshat. That's what most people would say. The guy is exhausted, but he just does it anyway. No. It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. The way it works is you're mistapek. You become full with less. Now you don't need to sleep 8 hours. Why? Because you want to do something that takes time, and therefore the hours of sleep can get by with much less. A person can be mistapeg mimu'at with food. Some people, they need to sit down for 3 hours to have a dinner. They need to have the first item, the second item, the fifth item, the eighth item. They need to eat a certain amount. They need to eat a certain quality. It's got to be a certain type of food. It's got to be a certain taste. It's got to be a certain... And then there are people... While they're doing something, they put something in their mouth and they move on. And by the way, he loves it too. The guy took him 3 minutes to eat all of his dinner. Azid is missing out on life. What was he doing? Guy sat for 3 hours enjoying his dinner. He ate in 3 minutes. It's called istapek bimuat. When a person has a desire, has a want, to do something, it makes him satisfied in many areas that other people can't feel satisfied. He's eating simple foods and loves it. He's sleeping less and loves it. He's driving a simple car, could care less about it. Not the lap of luxury. Sometimes you look at a person who's living not in a luxurious manner and we say, how's he eat the guys? Sometimes he is hazit, could be. Sometimes it is. But very often, if the guy is a real guy, not hazit at all. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need all the luxuries. Not interested. His mind, his desire, his wants is for other things. And it makes him satisfied with things that others cannot feel satisfied with. So you're comparing your satisfaction level with his satisfaction of what you need or what he needs. But you're not the same person. Because he's got an engine. The engine of Ratzon makes him satisfied with much less. He doesn't need all the things that you need. So Hazit the guy didn't go on vacation for 10 years. He doesn't need to go on vacation. It's not he's a Hazit, he didn't go on vacation. He doesn't need it because he is involved in things that he has a Ratzon for. He doesn't need vacation. But I need vacation. Okay, you need vacation because you have a certain lack of Ratzon for certain things that maybe you should have Ratzon for. Unbelievable thing. He stapkut bemu'at. When you have a Ratzon for something, you become satisfied with less. Less could be in many, many different ways. A mother who has a strong Ratzon to dedicate herself to her children finds histapkut bemu'at, is able to have satisfaction with less because she has that ratzon. And so too in many, many different ways. There are many, many examples, obviously, in this area. In life, to be satisfied, we need a certain amount. All of us, to be satisfied, we need certain things. We need them in a certain way. We need them in a certain amount. But once you have a ratzon for what you're doing, so then all of a sudden, all those empty pots that you need to fill become much smaller. Much smaller. And with a little bit, you're already full. It's not because you don't enjoy your life. It's because you have so much that you're accomplishing that you don't need it anymore. It's another advantage of the Ratzon. Another area of Ratzon, we spoke about Zerizut, we spoke about satisfaction. But closely related, Ratzon gives a person physical strength, as simple as it is. Gives him physical strength that he never had. It's different than zealous. Zealous means you have energy. Here we're talking about physical strength. Literally. Famous story of Yaakov Avinu. When he saw that the shepherds were sitting around not doing their job, he asked them, what are you guys doing? Why are you sitting around? It's the mid-afternoon. You should be working. They told him, what can we do? So there's an Evan Gedolah al pi haber. There's a very large stone, a very large rock on top of the well. And we need all the shepherds waiting for everybody to come so we can move it. Otherwise, we can't do anything. That happens a lot in business. You know, people are waiting for somebody else. They're waiting for that guy. I'm waiting for him to finish. I'm waiting for that to finish. I couldn't do it because they didn't come yet. Because that's what happened over here. They're all sitting around doing nothing. Why are you guys doing nothing? We're waiting for all the guys to show up so we could all together move the rock. Yaakov Avinu is a man who hated evil. He saw that people who were working for somebody and not working when they're supposed to, that's called evil. That's called cheating. That's called lying. He couldn't stand that a guy is sitting there getting paid and not working. So the Pasuk says that he went vayigash Yaakov vayagel et ha'even me'alpi ha'be'er. He went alone and he pushed the rock off the be'er. This is also, he saw Rachel coming, the daughter of Lavan, he saw her coming, he wanted to do chesed for whatever the reason, whatever wants he had at that point. It's not important whether he wanted them to work hard because they're stealing from their employer, whether he wanted to do chesed with Rachel and give water, whatever the want he had at the time. But he was able, like Rashi says, kazeh shema'avir atapkak me'al pitzel uchit. Like a person taking a cork off a bottle. Leodiacha shekoho gadol. Very strong man. You would think, Chas v'shalom, that Yaakov Avinu was working out in the gym to develop his muscles. Where did this come from? How was he able to do it? Again, when a person wants something, his physical abilities change. What he couldn't do before, now he's able to do. We find this throughout the Torah. We find that Elazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, in the Midbar, in the desert, when they were moving from place to place, he had a certain job. Torah says, what was his job? His job was to carry the Shemen HaMa'or, the light, the oil that they lit the menorah with. He had to carry all the oil. Uktoret HaTzamim, he had to carry with him all the ketoret. Minhat HaTamid, the minha they bring daily. Shemen HaMishha. Bottom line, some do the calculations. You're talking about hundreds of kilos. Not hundreds of pounds. Hundreds of kilos of material that he's carrying from place to place. How can one guy, how can Elazar HaKohen carry hundreds of kilos? Talking about 300, 400, 500 pounds. How's he doing that? He's walking from place to place. Ramban says, "Aval haya Elazar hazak ve'amitz keYaakov Avinu." He was strong like Yaakov, the same strength that Yaakov had. V'chem Moshe Rabbeinu ve'Aharon Ahib be'kove Adonai yachlifu koach, which means those who hope to Hashem they have strength. Which means that he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. His Ratzon, his desire to carry what Hashem wanted him to carry was so great that somehow he got the energy. Not the energy, he got the strength to be able to do it. We find the same thing by Aharon HaKohen. You know, I don't know if you know this, that originally we had the firstborns were supposed to be the priests of the Jewish people. Every firstborn is supposed to be the priest. That changed by the Egel, and it was transferred from the firstborns to Shevet Levi. The tribe of Levi took over. That's why we make a pidyon when a baby is born, right? Because he's supposed to have been the priest, but he can't do it. So we have to redeem him. Now, in the original redemption, they had people alive who were firstborns. They were the Kohanim. And then you had the tribe of Levi. So they had to figure out how to make the pidyon. They had to change it. So one of the things that was asked of Moshe and Aharon is that they had to, it says, v'tiharta otam, bring the Leviim, bring them all, and purify them. V'henafta otam tenufa. And you make a tenufa with each and every single Levi. You know what tenufa means? When you have the lulav on Sukkot, when you go front, back, up, down, you have to do that, carry, take every Levi, carry him, and move him front and back, up and down. That's called tenufa. Pasuk says, Vaya'as Moshe ve'Aharon. They did exactly to the Leviim what Hashem said. What did he want from them? That means, on that day, Aharon HaKohen was the one who did it. Aharon HaKohen is the one who did it. On that day, there were 22,000 Leviim. Could you imagine? Aharon HaKohen, in one day, he took 22,000, one by one. 22,000 guys. He had to lift them and wave them like a lulav. Some guys, even a lulav is too heavy for them. They get tired, they put it down. Say, lulav is too much. They have to hold it on the side. 22,000 Leviim in one day, Aharon is lifting them and waving them. How's that possible? That's the koach of Ratzon. If you really want, Hashem gives you power that you never had. Not that you never thought you had. That you be'emet never had. He didn't have it. Unbelievable. What Ratzon, what the engine of Ratzon could do. Again, a few examples I gave you. Example of Zerizut. You become zealous. You become energetic. You have the ability to be mistapek b'mu'at. You all of a sudden can be satisfied with less space, with less food, with less sleep, with less luxuries, with less vacations. Why? Because you have ratzon. Because you have a desire to do what you're doing. And you have a new, not energy, new strength that you never had before because of your ratzon. Because you attached the engine of ratzon into your reality and you became a whole different, entirely different person. There are more advantages. Ezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.